Hey, this is Bob Johnson. We're previewing the Charlotte Hornets Brickhouse team previews.
And I'm Matt Baker. One thing I like to do is lay in bed with a cup of hot chocolate on a cold Los Angeles morning, listen to podcasts, and rate and review them on iTunes.
Yeah?
I just love commenting on my favorite basketball-related Brickhouse podcast. Is one of the best parts of my day.
Sounds like a nice way to start the day.
I love it so much that I would like fellow listeners to join us in rating and reviewing.
Give it a shot. If it isn't for you, you've already left the review, so that's all we ask.
Yeah, yeah. Just listen. Review it and then carry on with your day. You could also find us at Brickhouse Pod on Twitter. Bob at BrickhousePodcast.com. Matt at BrickhousePodcast.com. Check out BrickhousePodcast.com for articles and stuff. What do we got? We have our number 17 team is the Charlotte Hornets, owned by Miguel Jordan.
Miguel, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we turned up in the team previews last year. We were doing a segment called Who's That Owner?
Right.
Michael Jordan probably needed the least introduction of all the NBA owners, so we tried to find some stuff that people might not know about him.
We talked about a grocery store in Michael Jordan, right?
Oh, yeah, the grocery store that got sued for saying that their steaks were endorsed by MJ.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty funny story. Almost as funny as the fact that we hear that he is now obsessed with the phone app game Bejeweled 2.
Right.
You know, Mike's a chronic gambler and a insanely competitive individual.
To say the least.
So one of the funniest things about this rumor is that supposedly, being the competitor that he is, if Jordan has to have the highest score on this game.
Right.
Apparently he's on level some like 140, 150, which for an average human being would take something like 17 months to get to that level.
Right.
And if anybody on Jordan's staff that works for the Hornets ever gets a higher score than him, he must immediately beat it.
Did we talk about how he once held a bus up so he could to beat Richard Hamilton and horse?
Really?
Well, on the Wizards, they were getting ready to leave for a game, and he didn't beat Rip Hamilton, so he held the bus up until he beat him.
Oh, that's amazing!
Yeah.
Well, we have to bring you these behind the scenes recordings, Matt. We happen to have one of a particular incident where Jordan had a confrontation with a member of his staff.
Uh-oh.
In fact, it was security guard Carl Henderson who beat Jordan's score on Bejeweled 2. His shift partner that day was Billy Mumphrey, and they're working in one of those booths where they have all the monitors you can see. All the cameras, surveillance around the stadium.
Got to kill a lot of time when you're there, you know.
Yeah, got pretty good at the game. But also, it allowed them to see their fate of Jordan and his team coming towards them. I'll say no more and just go straight to the audio recording.
All right, new high score.
You know they pay both of us to watch the monitors.
Last high score was MJ23. Wonder who that is.
Wait, are you playing Bejeweled 2?
Yeah, I hear everyone around here likes it.
You fucked up. Check out monitor 6.
Who's that?
Who's 6'6" and surrounded by bodyguards in this building, you idiot? MJ23. Man, I hope you're all right with God, because you're about to meet him.
Wait, is he going to kill me because of Bejeweled?
Bejeweled 2!
When I heard everyone likes the game, no one told me not to beat his score.
Who told you about the game?
Tracy?
Figures.
Hello, Mr. Jordan, sir.
Your airness?
Did we do something wrong? It was the app, wasn't it? The high score? I didn't mean anything by it. What are you doing?
He's playing Bejeweled 2, man.
Mr. Jordan, could you please not stare into my eyes? How do you even play the game like that? It's like he knows my secrets.
Don't blink, Carl.
Why do you even like this game? You're the best basketball player of all time. Have you lost your touch, man? Is this the only game you know how to play now? I'm so sorry. I said that, sir.
Eyes of a raptor.
Just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do.
New high score.
I can't look directly at him. He's like an eclipse.
We'll see you later, Mr. Air Jordan. Well, that was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I'm gonna need so much therapy. That, was wonderful.
Jordan really is a terrifying man. I would not try and beat his score in Bejeweled 2.
Yeah, he takes it so seriously. He makes other people do the talking for him. You can either talk or you can play Bejeweled 2. You can't do both at the same time.
Matt, the Hornets made a lot of changes this offseason. Let's tell our listeners about them.
Okay, but what if I told you Roy Hibbert was only $5 million?
Yeah, they really got him in the bargain bin, especially considering that Miles Plumlee just got $50 million.
Or Mozgov, or all the others.
Jan Mahimi.
Yeah.
The Hornets lost the hair and the player under it in Jeremy Lin. They lost the stoned post-up man, Al Jefferson, and sharpshooter Courtney Lee, who they had just acquired from Memphis at the trade deadline.
Right, they traded Troy Daniels. They also lost their pick because they acquired Marco Bellinelli. They traded to the Kings, right? They traded their pick to the Kings, got Bellinelli back. They signed Ramon Sessions and Roy Hibbert, like we said, along with Brian Roberts, Christian Wood, and University of Virginia all-star Mike Toby.
Toby. Did you say Batum? Batum they signed to max deal.
Re-signed Batum.
Yeah, this is how bad the lineup's gotten in Charlotte, Matt. I went to the Hornets NBA Reddit page. The post with the most upvotes at the top of the line was talking about how the Pelicans might be done with Tyreke Evans after they sign Lance Stephenson, and Hornets fans excited about getting Tyreke freaking Evans.
Sweet.
Must be rough to be a Hornets fan.
That's one way of looking at things.
And now, the starting lineup for your Charlotte Hornets!
One thing with the Hornets starting lineup, four out of the top five players were top 10 picks, which I find interesting. So these are not all by the Hornets, but it's a bunch of players that had a ton of potential their entire time. Kemba Walker's turned into one of the best point guards in the league.
He's very good.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is at a point where I just want him to have success because the guy's been getting injured an insane amount.
Yeah, and they also have Marvin Williams, who has really rejuvenated his career in Charlotte. I saw Frank Kaminsky on Twitter the other day. He was doing his impersonation of the Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
He took a picture of himself in a bathtub full of packs of Skittles.
Nice.
Frank doing Frank. I think if the NBA were to take a vote like on Survivor, where they had to vote one team off the island, it would be the Charlotte Hornets. I don't think anybody would miss them. Yeah, the other comparison I had was, it was if the Hornets were like the Netflix show Peaky Blinders.
Mm.
Because if they were suddenly gone, would anyone notice?
Wow. Harsh. I just finished this third season a week or so ago.
Oh, yeah? I never watched it. Pretty good.
I enjoy it, mainly because I enjoy Cillian Murphy and some of those guys. But you're right. Maybe it wouldn't.
Cillian Murphy. He's like the Kemba Walker of acting.
Oh, wow.
Unsung heroes.
That is good. And Tom Hardy is in it a little bit.
Oh.
Maybe he's like the Jordan. Maybe I stay for the Tom Hardy, like the Hornets stay because of Jordan.
Yeah, that's probably why. Well, how many games do you think they win?
Record prediction!
They were one of four teams tied with the 48-34 record last year. So they had the 10th best record in the NBA.
I'm going 46-36.
Okay.
Two games, yeah, less.
I got them at 41-41. Mm. They're destined to take a backslide here. I liked Jeremy Lin. I liked Courtney Lee. Al Jefferson is questionable, although he did sign a real bargain deal in Indiana.
One of the best deals of the offseason, I think. That's fair. Would you compare them to maybe the Bucks of a few years ago? a team that maybe did better than they should have and now is going to face a cold, harsh reality.
Yeah, or our Suns and Rockets, who for years put together a team that's just good enough to lose in the first round if they get there at all.
Right.
Although the one thing to look for is Frank the Tank Kaminsky pulling out some dance moves.
Sure.
Pretty fun. Let's see. How are they going to beat San Francisco, Matt?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco.
It's all
going
to come down to Jordan. If he can take his eyes off Bejeweled 2 to realize that the Warriors are stomping his team, then he needs to realize that he's Michael Jordan and he can't tolerate that.
Glad you said that, because that's exactly what I said. I said Mike needs to start a regiment of some serious steroids at the beginning of this season.
Right.
Build himself up, get ready to play again, because that's what they're going to need.
Sure.
And right before he takes the court, that's when Frank Kaminsky walks over to him, whispers in his ear, KD got a higher score than you in Bejeweled 2.
Whoa.
That'll piss him off so bad. Guaranteed Hornets victory.
Yeah.
Bjorn, if you're gambling on that one, take MJ.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
People want to know, what video game or phone app game have you spent the most time playing in your life? And then how long do you think combined you spent playing that game?
Wow, that's crazy, because there's series, not necessarily the game, but the series, like the Madden series, the 2K series.
Angry Birds series.
I did play Angry Birds for a few months a lot, and then I haven't played it since. Just finished my second year of Clash of Clans.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you play that.
I play with a few friends.
So you've been playing. You've played Clash of Clans for a combined 2 years now, is that what you're saying? That's a lot of clans.
Yeah. No, I started it two years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
There's some challenge there. It's kind of the same thing of my buddy and I have decided we want to advance through Clash of Clans without paying anything, and it takes a while because that's the freemium game. So I've played that a lot. But, I mean, Madden is the game combined my entire life I played for the most, I would say, because that's a game. Some years I played more than others, but I would play every year a little bit. So it's those sports games, those video games that I would get caught up. In college, we would just sit there and play franchise mode and play games all day, just simming seasons, playing the games, wasting hours. So yeah, the football games, mainly Madden.
Nice.
On the next episode of Brick House.
The team finished first in the East 2 years ago. Their coach won Coach of the Year, but that's not necessarily a good sign in the NBA. Coach of the Year usually means you lose your job in the next 2 years. But we're predicting this team will be lucky to snag an eighth seed. We'll find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brick House.